It's never been easier to get outside with Academy Sports and Outdoors. For all the ways you like to play, stop by your local Academy store or visit us online at academy.com and find everything you need for grilling, camping, biking, backyard fun, and more. Shop top brands like Pitbull, Schwinn, Hydro Flask, Pelican, and the new Magellan Outdoors Pro, all at prices you'll love, with in-store and curbside pickup available now. And with Academy's wide selection of great gear, get ready to have fun out there with the whole family.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Mackenzie Thurkill. Mackenzie is the digital host and reporter for the NBA's Orlando Magic. We discuss Aaron Gordon, Evan Fournier, Nikola Vucevic, also Cole Anthony, the 2021 NBA draft, and more. And don't forget, remember, we like to introduce a proud sponsor of The Robinson Show, and that is the book Keys to a Successful Podcast, by Seth Chang. Seth is an accomplished author out of Seattle, Washington. Keys to a Successful Podcast is the book that will help give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking for your podcast to achieve new heights in popularity and to become a millionaire, then this is the book for you. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang, available on Lulu.com. So check him out as well. And don't forget, we'll have Mackenzie coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it, because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash brown. Love you.
Mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares. Solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no?
El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otro oferta o combo mío. Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no?
El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otro oferta o combo mío. Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy and tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
and he's unable to hit that. So need to make this one to be able to make it a three-point game. Again, Orlando with no timeouts. And too much time left, Jim, to miss intentionally. You'd rather see this one go in.
It's a better matchup.
Can't hit the second. Rebound comes down to Cole Anthony. 1 second, gets it away for the win at the buzzer. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Is that...
It comes to Bacon, back to Anthony. Got a screen from Wagner. Anthony for three.
Got it. He thrills it with 1/10 of a second left. How a...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports Florida. Orlando Magic's Cole Anthony hitting the game-winning shot against the Minnesota Timberwolves on January 20th of the 2020-2021 NBA season. And also, the last audio bit that you heard was Cole Anthony hitting the game-winning shot against the Memphis Grizzlies on May 1st of the 2020-2021 NBA season. And we want to welcome to the program host and reporter for the Orlando Magic, Mackenzie Thurkill. Mackenzie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Those were also two great highlights on the season, so it was so refreshing to hear those calls again.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, it was a tough one for the Magic. They went through so many changes this year. Mackenzie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Orlando, it was a tough one for them this year, and this was a total rebuild for the Magic. I want to start off with the Aaron Gordon trade. Aaron Gordon was one of the many consistent and bright spots for the Magic within the last several seasons. What went wrong with Aaron during his time in Orlando, and why did he want out?
I mean, I think we saw this season started off really strong, those first six or so games, and then it took a complete left very quickly. And I think for someone like Aaron wanting to go to another team like he's at now with the Denver Nuggets, I think he just kind of maybe felt a little bit boxed in here with Orlando. Of course, I don't want to ever put words in his mouth, but Aaron wants to be on the big stage. He wants to be making those big playoff runs, and that obviously was not going to be the case with this team this season, like we've seen in the last two seasons where we have been able to make the playoffs. And, you know, he has kind of done his time here in Orlando. Orlando is not a big market team like some of the other teams in the league. So it was very understandable to a degree when you look at basketball, because at the end of the day, the NBA is a business, and I think a lot of the times as fans and even as reporters of the game, it's easy to lose sight of that because you do become so invested in these guys and their stories. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and when you're an athlete, you want to win. And if you're not wanting to win, you're not doing it right. And I think Aaron just wanted to kind of move on to new pastures and kind of show what he probably thought he's capable of. Obviously, we see him now with Denver, where he's kind of taken on a new role. In Orlando, he was more seen as a scorer, where now he gets to go to a team like Denver, and it's really become more about his defense. We saw it with the series against Portland. He was the guy in game number two who looked at his coach and said, "Give me Dame. I want Dame. Like, let me defend him." And it worked out for them. So I think it was just a matter of, like, you know, kind of wanting to prove something not only to himself, but I think to maybe other people around the league that he is capable of more than maybe what was provided to him in Orlando at the given time of this season. So it kind of shaked out that way where he's now in Denver.
Yeah, it did work out. Now he's doing his thing with the Denver Nuggets. He spent 6.5 seasons in Orlando. You know, Mackenzie, we knew him during his time with the Magic as one of the premier rising stars and one of the high flyers in the league. He was a runner-up in the slam dunk contest a few seasons ago to Zach LaVine. What are some of the things that come to your mind when, if you could sum up Aaron Gordon's time in Orlando, what are some of the words that come to your mind?
I think you kind of did a good job summarizing it. I think Aaron, during his 6.5 seasons with Orlando, we saw a lot of growth. When you look at him from when he was drafted to even just this past season, he grew so much. And I think at least in the time that I've covered him, having covered this team for three seasons now, one thing that I know he really put a lot of emphasis on, especially in the last two, was his defense, because he was known, as I said earlier, for his offense, especially for his time during the slam dunk contest. And unfortunately, he got completely stiffed on that, which I think we all can agree on. I think he got absolutely robbed. But I think it was so nice to kind of see him evolve in a way, not only as a leader of the team, him becoming one of the captains alongside guys like Evan and Vooch, who I know we're going to talk about as well, but then really just like kind of grow into his own as a player. And that was really nice to see. He was also just absolute class to talk to off the court as well, which I always really appreciated.
All right, and speaking of another important piece of Orlando's future moving on is Evan Fournier. And Evan, definitely, if you follow his time in Orlando, every year he got better, especially in his points per game. And again, similar to Aaron Gordon, but Evan provided a lot of this, was the sharpshooter for the Magic. Just kind of give me your thoughts on what went wrong, in your opinion, during Evan's time with the Magic.
The thing that's really funny about Evan is that I think he was the player that fans have a love-hate relationship with, because like you just mentioned, he was the sharpshooter. So he was the guy that we were handing the ball off to in the last minutes of the game if we needed to hit that three, especially if it was in a crunch time position. We saw it time and time again, but when he missed those shots, we all got mad at him and we would hate him for it. So he was the person that got a lot of heat from a lot of Orlando Magic fans, but that's just because he was one of our best shooters. Even before the trade, he had the best scoring average just beneath Vooch. He was a guy that was very trustworthy. Of course, he had his games in which he wasn't his best. And I think it was kind of inevitable, especially coming into this season when it got closer to the trade deadline. There was obviously a lot of rumors around the fact of him being moved. And then, of course, once Aaron requested for the trade, it was kind of like, all right, we have to assume that this is now going to happen, for the fact that he has been with the team for so long and it was in the trajectory of a rebuild. But I think Evan is definitely someone, he got better year in and year out. And as a team that doesn't have an all-star, a guy like a LeBron or a Dame or a Luka, when you don't have an all-star on your team and you're a small market team, you have to rely on guys like Evan Fournier, who can hit those threes and who you can trust handling the ball in those situations. I don't know necessarily that he was the best person to be the sharpshooter. I think we saw at the beginning of the season when we were at full strength minus J.I. and Markel was running the court and he was able to be more of the floor general and the primary ball handler. That's when Evan Fournier was able to breathe a little bit more, when he doesn't have all the weight on his shoulders of trying to score. That's when he succeeds. And unfortunately, it didn't necessarily happen that way, given he had back spasms and then we had a slew of injuries on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, those injuries really, really messed with him throughout the course of that season. And, of course, it was kind of like one of the, I guess they say, a hook, line, and sinker for him to be traded to Boston. I want to stay with Evan for a moment. What are some of the things we mentioned about his sharp shooting skills? And as you said, McKenzie, he got better year in and year out. But what are some of the other things that you would take away from his time in Orlando?
I would say for a guy like Evan, and I think this really kind of goes for the team in general, it was he progressively got better throughout the year. I think that he is someone that I like having on a team. Obviously, I don't know that he is your point A guy, but I always thoroughly enjoyed Evan and his style of play for his grittiness and the fact that he was very passionate. He always was very expressive in terms of his play and was the first guy to tell you whether he was pissed or whether was the first guy to tell you he was happy. And he was very candid in terms of how the team's performing, how the team was performing at any given point, which was always, especially as a reporter, is appreciated, especially when you're going through your rough patches.
Yeah, well, speaking of going through rough patches, the next star who I thought I was very shocked when I found out he was going to be dealt, and that was Nikola Vucevic, a guy who was a two-time NBA All-Star for the Magic. I really thought that they could have built something around him in Orlando. I mean, we saw Aaron Gordon, we saw Aaron and Evan being dealt at the trade deadline, but I was really shocked about this one. I mean, Nikola was really the heart and soul of this team, again, a two-time All-Star. Every year got better during his time with Orlando. Just kind of give me your thoughts on what was the motivating factor in Nikola being dealt to Chicago.
Let me start off by saying that when I got that alert about Nikola being traded, I myself was shocked. I think a lot of people assume that I know more than what everyone else does, but I find that out at the same time as everybody else. So I was just as shocked because I remember driving in my car, getting that alert and being like, oh my gosh. So like, I was absolutely jaw dropped, floored, upset about the trade because Vooch is just such an amazing guy. I think what we saw though is that once Aaron and Evan were traded, especially with them being the trio that they were, we obviously know that they were players that were still lingering from the previous regime before Jeff came in as general manager. And I think they kind of looked at it, regardless of the fact that, don't get me wrong, Vooch is a phenomenal player, and if you look at the things he accomplished this year statistically, it's amazing because he has joined some elite company in terms of how he played this season. But I think it kind of, they looked at it and they were like, you know what, we're getting rid of Aaron. We're getting rid of Aaron and Evan. And at this point, while you can build around a guy like Vooch, like you said, he's a two-time All-Star, I think they just kind of looked at it like, you know what, fresh start. We have someone like Mo Bamba who we want to give more minutes to. At the time, they still had Kim Birch, who was doing solid off the bench as well. And I think it's one of those things, like, if you're going to go all in, you go all in on a rebuild. You can't, pardon my French, but you can't half-ass it by any means if you're genuine about doing a rebuild with a team. And so, unfortunately, the Chicago Bulls have now gotten quite the gem in Vooch, and he is sorely missed in Orlando, but we will always appreciate him and his time here.
Well, let's stay with appreciation and time in Orlando. The Magic have had their share of great centers throughout the years with Shaquille O'Neal and Dwight Howard and, you know, Nikola Vucevic. Give me, in your opinion, McKenzie, how would you sum up his time in Orlando?
Vooch, I think if you look at the evolution of Vooch from pictures from when he first came to Orlando until he got traded, and I think even Vooch said this when he first got to Chicago, he got teary-eyed talking about it, like, that's, like, Orlando is where he became a man, that's where he had his son, like, that's where his family started, like, he completely evolved as a player. As soon as Steve Clifford came in, he built his whole gameplay around Vooch, which is why Vooch became the all-star that he did, is because he completely changed his game. And it was quite the sight to see. I know when I came in, I started at the same time as Steve Clifford and that coaching staff. So I watched that evolution firsthand. And it was crazy. He did such a good job coming into this role as, you know what, I'm one of the guys, the last man standing, essentially. I've been here the longest. All these guys are new. I now step up into this leadership role. And now on top of that, they're building their whole game around me. And you saw him really just embrace it, and embrace it he did. And in his first season under Steve Clifford, he made it to the NBA All-Star. This year, he was our absolute anchor. If it wasn't without Vooch, we never make the playoffs. And I think that's unanimous across the board. And so it was just absolutely great to be able to watch it. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that it went down the way that it did and that he got traded to Chicago. But I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope that he's able to continue being successful, of course, except for when they play the Orlando Magic, and we hopefully get that dub.
All right, well, we'll talk more about Mo Bamba in a little bit, but I want to talk about someone that is definitely a part of the future. Well, actually, before we get to the future, I want to talk about Steve Clifford for a moment. Steve, before he arrived in Orlando, was the head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats. He went to had two playoff appearances during his time in Charlotte. Then he had two playoff appearances with the Magic, missed the playoffs this past season. Can you kind of give the listeners, McKenzie, kind of more in the detail about Steve Clifford's situation? Was this just a mutual agreement that him and Orlando were going to part ways, or this was kind of like more on his end, or was it more on the organization side? Can you give us more about that?
I know in sports, whenever you hear the term, it was a mutually agreed upon. It's very typical of that being the nice way of saying, well, we fired him. And I think that in this case, saying that it was mutually agreed upon is absolutely the correct term. Steve Clifford is someone who's been in this league for a while. He had three seasons under his belt in which he took the team to the NBA playoffs. He's a seasoned coach. And when you're kind of at that point in your career, you don't really want to go through a rebuild. A rebuild is a process. A rebuild is not something that happens overnight. It's not something that can be turned around in a season. It takes a lot of patience, and I think it was very understandable, and I think it was also a little expected given how this season had gone, that was kind of going to be what took place in the offseason. Of course, that was not finalized until that news actually came out, but I genuinely do think it was very much mutually agreed upon between head coach Steve Clifford as well as the organization, and I wish him absolutely nothing but the best, but it's very understandable that when you kind of come into a team thinking like, all right, this is a win now situation, you do win now, you make it to the playoffs back-to-back seasons, and then they kind of change it on you where it's like, all right, well, now we're going to do a rebuild. We're getting all young guys. You lose all of your vets, and now you have to start over. And as we've seen over the last three seasons, Steve Clifford is a guy that likes playing his vets. That's why we saw guys like Michael Carter Williams come in at the end of his first season and stick around. It's why we saw him kind of stick to the routine of Vooch playing and Kem playing as opposed to Mo getting those minutes. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not the direction that the team wants to go in.
All right, fair enough. So you mentioned about Coach Clifford loving to play as veterans, and there was a rookie that emerged this year, and that was Cole Anthony. Of course, Cole Anthony comes from NBA royalty. He's the son of former NBA player Greg Anthony, who is currently an NBA broadcaster. When Cole was drafted, McKenzie, what thoughts came to your mind? And the second question is, how would you grade his rookie season?
Ooh, good question. Okay, so to start it off, I think Cole Anthony was very much known more for his time during his high school years than he was during his time at UNC. I don't think he really played to what I think we now know he's capable of during his time with the Tar Heels, but I think he absolutely stepped up this season. I would give him a B+ as a rookie. I think he came in, he got completely thrown into the fire. And when I say a B+, this is me grading it off the fact of, like, we see guys come in as rookies who absolutely, like, change the game. So this is a very hard list in which you get an A. But, like, for him to come in and get completely thrown into the fire about 10 games into the season and play the way that he did and completely hold his own, I thought Cole Anthony did absolutely fantastic. And I said that all season long as we saw him really just grow into his own during his rookie campaign. It's really tough. Like, it's tough when you come in, one, it's the season's shorter, it's condensed, you're not getting as much time to practice, you're under a guy like Markel, who has obviously gone through his own trials and tribulations as an NBA player, and he was the perfect guy to kind of play underneath, and then for Markel to go down, and then it's just like, all right, kid, here you go. Like, you're now in control. I thought he did great for the fact that he started in 34 games. He played in 47. He was averaging just under 13 points per game, under 5 rebounds per game, 4 assists. I thought he did great in his rookie campaign.
Let's stay with Cole's rookie campaign for a moment. The rookie of the year candidates are LaMelo Ball from the Charlotte Hornets, Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then Tyrese Halliburton from the Sacramento Kings. These three gentlemen all had great rookie seasons, and they also all play for small NBA markets. Cole plays, as you mentioned earlier, McKenzie, plays for a small market in Orlando. Do you think Cole should have gotten some consideration to be a candidate for Rookie of the Year?
Absolutely. I think what hurt him was the fact that he did get injured, so he missed a couple weeks. I say this all the time, if he did not get injured and he got more gameplay, absolutely he would have been in contention for that, and rightfully so.
All right, well, let's move along now to let's talk about the future now with the Magic. So it's a rebuilding period now. And again, as we've talked about, Nikola Vucevic and Orlando has had a history with landing talented big men, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwight Howard, and now, and of course, recently with Nikola Vucevic. And now you mentioned Mo Bamba. Do you think Mo Bamba is going to be the next one to follow in those perennial big men that the Magic have had in their franchise?
I mean, here's to hoping, right? I mean, we got to see him actually get more playing time this past season, and I think even if you look at a guy like Mo from when he first got drafted to now, like, he's bulked up a little bit. He's been able to, like, get in there. He got to learn under a vet like Vooch, which, I mean, if you're going to have a vet, why not have someone like Vooch to be able to work with and look up to? And Mo is still so young, and I think the great thing about Mo is that he's really a quiet guy. He keeps his head down, and he likes to put in the work. Unfortunately, he didn't get to play as much in the past couple seasons. Like I said, we finally got to see him play for the back end of this season. But, hey, if he could be the next Dwight or even be a guy like Vooch, like, I'm not going to be mad about it.
All right, well, let's move along now to the 2021 NBA draft. And Orlando is expected to have the second overall pick in the 2021 NBA draft. They expected to have the third overall pick, in the NBA draft. So now a lot of people are saying Cade Cunningham could possibly land in Orlando. Do you think Cade Cunningham is the right one for the franchise, or do you think someone else could possibly do you think Orlando needs someone in front and someone to take someone's place? What I'm trying to say is, do you think Cade Cunningham is the right one for the Magic, or do you think somebody else would fit that role perfectly for the Magic?
It's hard with the whole, I know during the season I saw a lot of people and a lot of teams were saying this. You had the hashtag tank for Cade happening. But the thing with a guy like Cade Cunningham is that the way I see it with a draft, like if you have the opportunity to get the best player that's available, regardless of position, you go for the best player available. Cade Cunningham obviously had a great season this past year at Oklahoma State. And I think if he's available, I think it'd be a little bit foolish not to go for him personally. But obviously that would make things a little interesting in terms of team dynamics going into the next season. But I, not being the GM and not being Jeff Weltman, I personally don't know what direction they are going to go in, because so much can happen for the fact that we do have potential top 10 picks in the draft, and for the fact that it is a rebuild, I imagine that there's probably going to be some moving around still in terms of players currently on our roster. I foresee that happening. I don't think that everyone that's currently on our roster will stay on our roster going into the next season. So I see a lot of changes happening in the direction in which we go. I'm just a spectator as much as anybody else at this point, but I do think that if Cade Cunningham were to be available and it were my choice, I would probably pick him.
Well, let me ask you this question. Let's stay with the draft for a moment. What do you think Orlando's pressing needs are coming into the 2021-2022 season?
Oh, that's a good question. The fact that we have the opportunity of getting a guy like Markel back, we have the opportunity of getting Jonathan Isaac back, you have a guy like Mo, Wendell Carter Jr., it's going to be really important, I think, to now get guys who – can be more of perimeter shot takers, I think is going to be really important for the fact that we can currently hold it down in the key. And I think there's a lot more that still needs to happen in terms of growth with our team for the fact that they are so young. So I would say that shooting guards would be really important, and it's something that would be a focus on. Of course, whoever our new head coach could be, I don't know their style of play. For a guy like Steve Clifford, he was a defensive-minded coach. He liked working with a guy with Vooch, and it was all about getting the ball on the inside. And whoever comes in now could very much be, let's take all the threes in the world. We see that that's kind of the trajectory of this league currently, that it's all about making the threes. So that's probably where I would go.
Okay, so now, of course, with Steve Clifford no longer the head coach of the Orlando Magic, there's Jason Kidd. There's also Becky Hammon. Their names have been thrown around for head coaching vacancies. Who do you think should be the next head coach of the Magic?
Ooh, that is a tough one. Obviously, Penny Hardaway has been somebody that's been throw it around too. You have a guy like Terry Stotts, who just was released from the Portland Trailblazers and obviously was very successful during his time there. Jeff Weltman said during his press conference, he was like, we're not leaving any stone unturned, whether they have experience or not as a head coach. It's all about finding the right fit. In terms of who the right fit is, it could really go in any direction. I think it would be awesome to see someone like Becky Hammon be the first woman as a head coach in the NBA. I don't know if she's going to kind of stay in the lines of being the same style of play as Greg Popovich, but I would completely be open to that. I think it would be awesome to get a guy like Penny, bring him back. Obviously, he's one of the best well-known former Orlando Magic players to ever wear the jersey. Daryl Armstrong is another name that I've seen. He's an assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks. Bringing him back to Orlando is someone that I've seen. So I don't ever want to say, like, this is who I want to see, because I'm not in the interview room with them. We're breaking it down. We're like, okay, well, what do you want to do with this team? For the fact that it is a rebuild. So it's not a win-now mentality. It's about building a team for the future, which kind of changes it up a little bit. So I think having a new head coach in the NBA who's familiar with the younger generation, like a Penny Hardaway, who's currently working with young guys, could be a great fit. So I think it would actually be cool to see a guy like Penny rocking it on the sidelines as a head coach.
Wow, that would definitely be an exciting thing right there, to have Penny Hardaway as the possible head coach of the Orlando Magic. Boy, the Magic fans would definitely turn out for that one. Well, you've heard it from Mackenzie Thurkill. She is the host and reporter for the Orlando Magic. Again, Mackenzie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody what you do with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, so I'm the digital host and team reporter for the Orlando Magic. So that means I get to interview players, talk about the games, kind of talk about what's just really going on with any and all things Orlando Magic. I do reporting sometimes for what was Fox Sports Florida, which is now Bally Sports Florida as well. So on the time when it wasn't COVID and we were able to be down on the court, I would be on broadcast as well. So kind of just any and all over is the best place, but predominantly on our social platforms.
Awesome. And again, before we let you go, Mackenzie, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites that you would like to promote, whether it be the Orlando Magic or anything that you have going on. Let them know that as well.
Well, first and foremost, if you're not following the Orlando Magic on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, you should. But if you want to follow me personally, you can follow me at Kenzie Thurkill, and that's on Instagram as well as Twitter.
You heard it from her. She's Mackenzie Thurkill. She is the digital host and reporter for the Orlando Magic, just giving us the ins and outs of what happened with the Magic during the 2020-2021 NBA season, and looking forward to the future with the Magic. Mackenzie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
And he's unable to hit that, so need to make this one to be able to make it a three-point game. Again, Orlando with no timeouts. And too much time left, Jim, to miss intentionally. You'd rather see this one go in.
It's a better matchup.
Can't hit the second. Rebound comes down to Cole Anthony. 1 second, gets it away for the win at the buzzer. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
It comes to Bacon, back to Anthony. Got a screen from Wagner. Anthony for three.
Got it. He thrills it with 1/10 of a second left.
Discovery Plus has the largest library of true crime content ever. Binge your favorites plus new exclusive original series. The streaming home of true crime plus so much more for just $4.99. Discovery Plus. Start your free trial today.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making dinner delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
To be a thriver means asking for what you want. So I asked my doctor for Kisqali, ribociclib, a prescription medicine taken with an aromatase inhibitor in premenopausal women with HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. Visit mbcmedication.com or call 1-800-282-7630. Kisqali can cause lung problems, including breathing problems, cough, or chest pain, skin reactions such as severe or worsening rash, or an abnormal heartbeat, which may lead to death. It can cause liver problems such as yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, tiredness, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, bruising, or bleeding. Low white blood cell counts resulting in severe infections may occur and include fever, chills, or other symptoms. Most common side effects include headache, dizziness, hair loss, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. These are not all the possible side effects. Avoid grapefruit during treatment. Tell your doctor if you have any new or worsening symptoms, are or plan to become pregnant or breastfeeding. Kisqali is not approved for use with tamoxifen.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Llega a Telemundo.
Nos tendieron una trampa.
El último fenómeno turco de éxito internacional.
¿Qué quieres de mí?
Yo nunca te dejaré.
Erkay, amor y venganza. Estreno martes 22 de junio, 9-8 Centro. Por Telemundo y Telemundo App.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero ¿me traes un hash brown? Love you.
Mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar, no puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
The High C has always tasted great, but now it tastes even better because I missed it so much, deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1-$3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite soft drinks like the Hi-C Orange Lava Burst for only a dollar. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making dinner delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. To be a thriver means asking for what you want. So I asked my doctor for Kisqali, ribociclib, a prescription medicine taken with an aromatase inhibitor in premenopausal women with HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. Visit mbcmedication.com or call 1-800-282-7630. Kisqali can cause lung problems, including breathing problems, cough, or chest pain, skin reactions such as severe or worsening rash, or an abnormal heartbeat, which may lead to death. It can cause liver problems such as yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, tiredness, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, bruising, or bleeding. Low white blood cell counts resulting in severe infections may occur and include fever, chills, or other symptoms. Most common side effects include headache, dizziness, hair loss, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. These are not all the possible side effects. Avoid grapefruit during treatment. Tell your doctor if you have any new or worsening symptoms, are or plan to become pregnant or breastfeeding. Kisqali is not approved for use with tamoxifen. To be a thriver means asking for what you want. So I asked my doctor for Kisqali, ribociclib, a prescription medicine taken with an aromatase inhibitor in premenopausal women with HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. Visit mbcmedication.com or call 1-800-282-7630. Kisqali can cause lung problems, including breathing problems, cough, or chest pain, skin reactions such as severe or worsening rash, or an abnormal heartbeat, which may lead to death. It can cause liver problems such as yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, tiredness, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, bruising, or bleeding. Low white blood cell counts resulting in severe infections may occur and include fever, chills, or other symptoms. Most common side effects include headache, dizziness, hair loss, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. These are not all the possible side effects. Avoid grapefruit during treatment. Tell your doctor if you have any new or worsening symptoms, are or plan to become pregnant or breastfeeding. Kisqali is not approved for use with tamoxifen.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Shop JCPenney's Friends and Family Sale now through Sunday and make way for Father's Day. Save big with an extra 30% off coupon and up to 50% off across the store. Score the hottest styles, plus find the perfect gift for your guy. Get select grilling tools, novelty gift sets, and more for 50% off. Or make Dad's Day with select Levi's summer apparel now 30% off. Get ready to celebrate one rad dad with JCPenney. Offers and coupon valid through 6/13. Some exclusions apply. Levi's excluded from coupon. Levi's offer ends 6/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
To be a thriver means asking for what you want. So I asked my doctor for Kisqali, ribociclib, a prescription medicine taken with an aromatase inhibitor in premenopausal women with HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. Visit mbcmedication.com or call 1-800-282-7630. Kisqali can cause lung problems, including breathing problems, cough, or chest pain, skin reactions such as severe or worsening rash, or an abnormal heartbeat, which may lead to death. It can cause liver problems such as yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, tiredness, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, bruising, or bleeding. Low white blood cell counts resulting in severe infections may occur and include fever, chills, or other symptoms. Most common side effects include headache, dizziness, hair loss, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. These are not all the possible side effects. Avoid grapefruit during treatment. Tell your doctor if you have any new or worsening symptoms, are or plan to become pregnant or breastfeeding. Kisqali is not approved for use with tamoxifen. To be a thriver means asking for what you want.
So I asked my doctor for Kisqali, ribociclib, a prescription medicine taken with an aromatase inhibitor in premenopausal women with HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. Visit mbcmedication.com or call 1-800-282-7630. Kisqali can cause lung problems, including breathing problems, cough, or chest pain, skin reactions such as severe or worsening rash, or an abnormal heartbeat, which may lead to death. It can cause liver problems such as yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, tiredness, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, bruising, or bleeding. Low white blood cell counts resulting in severe infections may occur and include fever, chills, or other symptoms. Most common side effects include headache, dizziness, hair loss, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. These are not all the possible side effects. Avoid grapefruit during treatment. Tell your doctor if you have any new or worsening symptoms, are or plan to become pregnant or breastfeeding. Kisqali is not approved for use with tamoxifen.
If you're addicted to love, get ready to binge your heart out. Stream exclusive originals plus the entire 90-day universe for just $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of relationships plus so much more. Start your free trial.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otro oferta o combo. Mío, Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
To be a thriver means asking for what you want. So I asked my doctor for Kisqali, ribociclib, a prescription medicine taken with an aromatase inhibitor in premenopausal women with HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. Visit mbcmedication.com or call 1-800-282-7630. Kisqali can cause lung problems, including breathing problems, cough, or chest pain, skin reactions such as severe or worsening rash, or an abnormal heartbeat, which may lead to death. It can cause liver problems such as yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, tiredness, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, bruising, or bleeding. Low white blood cell counts resulting in severe infections may occur and include fever, chills, or other symptoms. Most common side effects include headache, dizziness, hair loss, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. These are not all the possible side effects. Avoid grapefruit during treatment. Tell your doctor if you have any new or worsening symptoms, are or plan to become pregnant or breastfeeding. Kisqali is not approved for use with tamoxifen.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
If you're addicted to love, get ready to binge your heart out on Discovery Plus. Stream exclusive originals or classics like The Bachelor. Plus, you can explore the entire 90-day universe, from the original series to new favorites like The Single Life. With Discovery Plus, you can get all the yeses, all the dresses, and all the hot messes for just $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of relationships, plus so much more. Start your free trial today.
El nuevo Crispy Chicken Sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito,
es pollo en el McDonald's, un mordisco y
wow.
Es el nuevo Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes.
Llega a Telemundo.
Nos tendieron una trampa.
El último fenómeno turco de éxito internacional.
¿Qué quieres de mí?
Yo nunca te dejaré.
Erkay, amor y venganza. Estreno martes 22 de junio, 9-8 Centro. Por Telemundo y Telemundo App. Llega a Telemundo.
Nos tendieron una trampa.
El último fenómeno turco de éxito internacional.
¿Qué quieres de mí?
Yo nunca te dejaré.
Erkay, amor y venganza. Estreno martes 22 de junio, 9-8 Centro. Por Telemundo y Telemundo App.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app. at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Mackenzie Thurkill, digital host and reporter for the NBA's Orlando Magic. And until then, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Shop JCPenney's Friends and Family Sale now through Sunday and make way for Father's Day. Save big with an extra 30% off coupon and up to 50% off across the store. Score the hottest styles, plus find the perfect gift for your guy. Get select grilling tools, novelty gift sets, and more for 50% off. Or make Dad's Day with select Levi's summer apparel now 30% off. Get ready to celebrate one rad dad with JCPenney. Offers and coupon valid through 6/13. Some exclusions apply. Levi's excluded from coupon. Levi's offer ends 6/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.